We bring on the athletic director of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Jeff Long. And Jeff, I know we had this time planned to be sitting at Fanfare and talking, but unfortunately, just a little couldn't make free throws down the stretch. Let's just say that, or Arkansas would have won the game.
Man, it's great to be on with you. First of all, though, I'm a little intimidated to follow. Was that John Wooden you just had on? That's hard to follow a man who has all the answers.
That was Michael from Stuttgart, and he did pick Arkansas to win last night, but unfortunately Arkansas was not able to.
Well, I thought that was John Wooden. He has a lot of the answers. But anyway, I wish we were visiting there, and I'm not pleased to be back in Fayetteville. Just got back. So, I was looking forward to talking to you guys there in Nashville today.
Well, it would have been a lot of fun, but Jeff, let's talk about this season, and I know it's difficult to try and pinpoint why this team can be so good at home, but yet struggles so much on the road.
Yeah, I'm not a coach. I don't have an answer for it, but we can all see, as fans, we can see, you know, the difference, whether it's an energy level, whatever it is, but certainly, there's a difference between the way our team plays at home and the way we play on the road. But there's nobody working harder to solve that issue than Mike Anderson and his coaching staff. And they will. They've done it at other places. They'll do it here at Arkansas.
Yeah, and Jeff, I've been saying the last few weeks how lucky at the University of Arkansas we are right now. When you look at our football coach, basketball coach, baseball coach, and the track coach, that we have probably the greatest collections of coaches right now. And I really think Coach Anderson will get that team going in the right way. And soon we'll be back in the NCAA tournament. But I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job getting the right people there.
Well, Matt, thanks. That means a lot coming from a former student athlete for us and a guy to always be a Razorback. So I appreciate that. And I do think we have a great group of coaches. And, you know, it takes a special combination of things, more than just X's and O's on the court or on the field or on the diamond, to make a championship team. And I do think we've got quality head coaches and assistant coaches in our programs, top to bottom. And, you know, I think we're achieving at a high level. We always want to do better. And I'm like you, I believe Mike Anderson is going to do it in a big way here. And he's taking the steps and putting the things in place. It never happens as fast as we'd all like it to.
Right, and you're never just going to win the national title every year, and I think that's, you know, as fans, you want to see them win, and when we lose, there's always just one champion. At the end of every season, there's one team that is holding that trophy up. And I wanted to ask you, do you evaluate each coach each year? Like, do you sit down with them and have evaluations, end-of-the-season evaluations?
Yes, absolutely. Every coach, every – head coach, we sit down and talk about, you know, how they did, what they're doing, how do they see moving forward, you know, and then I'll go through things that maybe, you know, I would like to see done differently or suggest, but those aren't X's and O's, those things. Those might be, you know, the way we handle a budget or the way their student athletes perform academically or, you know, maybe their participation in our life skills program and things like that. But, you know, I let them talk to me about how they see our program when it comes to the success on the field or court or whatever.
Jeff, we all want Mike Anderson to succeed, and I know that there's one element to this basketball program that's not in place yet, but it seems like it's starting to gain a little bit of momentum, and that is a basketball practice facility.
Well, yes, thank you, Trey. And I think there's actually two things. You know, we've invested a great deal in the human resources of our student athlete academic support program, and you know, things have changed. You know, we think back to the Nolan Richardson years, and but a lot of things have changed in college athletics, specifically along the lines of the academic requirements, both entrance and then progress towards degree. So all those things are changing. So that's why we feel it's very important to invest in what I've called the infrastructure, and one of those is academic support, so we can help those student athletes remain here and succeed academically. Otherwise, they won't be on the court or the field or whatever. So that's very important to us. But the basketball practice facility is also very important. And I've said to others, you know, we went through a period after Nolan when a lot of places understood that they had to commit to academics in order to be successful. And to be honest with you, we probably didn't do that. We were behind the curve on that. We've made that commitment now. But then the other was on a basketball practice facility because, you know, you go out to tell a young recruit about, you know, being able to improve their game, and, you know, they can only do it certain times in Bud Walton because there's a women's team practicing, or we've got some event set up, or we've got some lecture or concert coming. So, you know, there's a lot of conflicts there. So now with a basketball practice facility, it doesn't matter what's going on there. The coaches can practice at the same time if they want, one on Bud Walton, one in the practice facility. They can have their academic schedule, their class schedule work correctly for our young people. So they're important pieces that I think that the general fan underestimates that impact on your program. And we're getting very close to getting those things done for our coaches.
And Jeff, we had discussions about this as far as Trey and myself did the other day about the SEC network. When will that actually be in place, and what does that mean for the University of Arkansas and for the SEC altogether?
Well, you know, that's it's the worst-kept secret. Now, I'm not allowed to say a whole lot about it, but there is a change coming, and when it comes, it would be in 2014. And I do think if what has been widely speculated happens, I think it'll be a big boost to every school in the SEC, and particularly Arkansas.
Do you think we might learn something about that? Learn more about that in Destin this May?
Yeah, I do. I think we'll learn more about what that's actually going to look like and what it's going to be in Destin. Absolutely.
Jeff, this week over in Nashville, did you get a lot of pats on the back after the track team won a national title?
You know what? Yes, I did. And, you know, we have meetings over there. So, yes, we got some nice compliments. And, you know, it's ADs don't like to lose any more than coaches do. So some of them were a little disgruntled with me because we did stop Florida's three straight runs on the indoor track championship. So they know Arkansas is back, and they're not happy about it.
Also, talk about the big weekend on campus this weekend. Ole Miss in town to kick off the SEC baseball season.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. You know, Ole Miss is playing extremely well. So this is for the opening series is a huge series. And, you know, we've got 73 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So we should have I haven't seen the long range weather report, but I know Friday here we got a beautiful night for baseball. And, you know, these SEC series are huge because, again, like in every sport in the SEC, you know, you're playing against the top teams in the country right here in the SEC. So it's going to be a great weekend. I love to watch baseball personally, so I'm really looking forward to this weekend.
And Pro Day is going on the Hill right now. Talk about Brett Bielema. It seems like, Jeff, to me, that any Razorback club function that you've thrown at him, he's willing to accept, and he wants to get out all across this state.
Well, he has, and be honest with you, when we first sat down, I had bigger number that I wanted him to attend, and he said, well, wait a minute, how many are there? So he wants to try to do every one. So I don't think he'll get to all 30-plus, but he'll get pretty close, and we've never had a coach willingly accept that kind of commitment. So, you know, he's a people person. I think that's going to be huge for our student-athletes and for our fan base. And, you know, just the reception for him has been overwhelming. And, you know, I'm convinced we're going to start taking a step back to where we want to be with this season. And, again, like anything, it's a process. But I'm really excited about Bielema and his staff because he understands it takes more than head coach. He's got a great staff as well.
Back to basketball real quick. I know a lot of people are concerned with the APR. How is the APR situation with the basketball program?
Well, it is. We've come out of those dark days, and it was a great tribute to, first of all, on our staff, John Fagg, our senior associate AD, managed that with Coach Pelfrey's staff and now Mike Anderson's staff. But the thing with Mike Anderson, he gets it. And Mike is interested in character, and typically when you have character kids, you're not going to have a problem with the APR. So we've come through that kind of dark period. Everything, every semester now has been a huge positive for us, and we're no longer in any kind of jeopardy as it comes to APR for our men's basketball program.
The way the Missouri games went this year, do you see that becoming the big rival in basketball now?
I do. I think that is going to be an instant rivalry. You know, having Mike having been there and all that, and being a border state and all that. So I think I think that rivalry will come fastest in basketball, I really do.
Jeff Long, the athletic director of the University of Arkansas, joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Jeff, as you put a wrap on the first half of the spring sports, because spring break is coming up this next week, give us a state of the University of Arkansas program overall in both men and women's sports.
Well, I think we're achieving at a high level. You know, last year we were a number 20, finished year number 20 in the Director's Cup. And, you know, the Director's Cup rates all 19 of our sports. And really we're competing against schools that might have 22, 25, 32, 36 sports. And they have obviously more opportunities to earn points. So for us to get in the top 20 is a huge statement for the overall success of our program. And we're right back there again. You know, we've got strong gymnastics team. They're off in UCLA this year. There's a program that had two young women have season-ending injuries right before the start of the year. So we're playing a lot of freshmen now and competing a lot of freshmen, and they're getting better. So I think we'll make a nice run here at the end of the year with our gymnastics program. With basketball, probably awaiting a WNIT invitation, hoping men's basketball gets one. But you know, our outdoor track will be fighting for a national championship as well as an SEC championship. Softball's better. You know, baseball, we know. Tennis programs are going. Men's and women's golf programs are both top 10 programs. So, you know, we've got that's the great thing about Arkansas. One of the things that really excited me about coming here 5 years ago is that we compete at a high level in all 19 of our sports. So that's exciting and really appealing to me as an AD.
You mentioned the WNIT and the NIT. Did you all put bids in to host?
Yes, we did. We did, and you know, we hope we'll get the opportunity to do that.
And I don't know, can you host for both? Would you be allowed to host both men
or
women?
Yeah, I think we can arrange the schedule so we can manage both. I hope we have that opportunity.
And Jeff, every time I'm up there in Northwest Arkansas, and especially around campus, they're always building, always improving something. And what is the latest on the baseball indoor practice facility?
Well, great question. We're excited about that. We're in the final design phases of that, and we're seeking gifts. You know, the big piece now is we've got design, we've got approval from the Board of Trustees to do all three of these facilities. We've got approval for the bonds, which will help cash flow the project as gifts come in. So now we're really in that stage where we've got to get a certain level of fundraising done, a certain amount of commitments and fundraise dollars raised, so then we can start. We can have the confidence that we can finish the project. So we're really trying to do something that I don't know of any other schools tried to do, and that's three major projects all at the same time, with the baseball track indoor facility, the basketball practice facility, and the academic student athlete success center. So really excited about those things.
Jeff, thanks so much, and I guess we'll see you down here next weekend for the SEC Gymnastics Championship.
Yeah, I'll be there Saturday, and then I know later on we've got the baseball game down there, so looking forward to that.
Jeff Long, thanks so much.
Thanks for being on with you guys.